How do you design a career you love? There's no single answer, of course, because your work is as individual as you are, and in times of economic disruption, no one's path is simple. Here to help are Lisa Leung and Monique Ross, authors of the new book, This Working Life: How to Navigate Your Career in Uncertain Times. Lisa is a broadcaster, media commentator, and business consultant. She's the host of the Australian podcast and radio program, This Working Life. Monique Ross is a digital content creator, writer, and editor, and the two of them join us now to share five of their big ideas.
How are you feeling about work? Bit overwhelmed, too much to do, too little time, cost pressures, in a rut?
What would it be like for you if work was effortless and energizing? You felt seen and you were valued for the work you did.
And you became 20% more beautiful. Hello, I'm Lisa Leung. I'm an ABC radio presenter, formerly a corporate lawyer.
And I'm Monique Ross. I'm a journo who did a big career 180 and is now a forest bathing guide. We're the co-authors of This Working Life: How to Navigate Your Career in Uncertain Times.
Our book goes deeper than tips and tricks to help you craft your work so it actually works for you and aligns with who you are. We talk to world-leading experts and people with lived experience, just like you.
Let's dive on into five big ideas from This Working Life.
Competing, comparing, FOMO, FOPO, it's exhausting, right? We'll try this thought exercise instead. So in marketing, there's a concept called the category of one. It's where the product is so unique, it has its own market. There's no competition. Think Apple or Google.
What if you saw yourself as a category of one? I mean, no one else has your parents, your upbringing, your interests, your relationships, your brain. So why are you comparing yourself with others?
When I was a corporate lawyer, I felt free to practice law my way. All singing or dancing. I used to play backing music before my client presentations, and sometimes I used to finish them off with a song. How about you, Mon? How does the concept of category of one free you?
So writing and forest bathing seem like pretty strange bedfellows, but I brought them together in our book. I felt really free to approach it from a new perspective and infuse mindfulness into how we think about work.
So our second insight is that you are not your mistakes.
And I love this one. So we have a motto, every day is lab day. It's all about adopting the mindset of a scientist and treating your work life like an experiment.
In a lab, all results are great data, even if the experiment doesn't go to plan. And importantly, if the experiment fails, you are not a failure.
Even if you're so bad at science that you spark the evacuation of an entire lab.
Well, yes, of course, Mon, I did that, didn't I? And lesson learned, always read the instructions before playing around with toxic chemicals. Now, we also work to reframe how we react to making a mistake and how it makes us feel. There's an incredible conductor, Ben Zander, who wrote The Art of Possibility and taught his musicians to say this when they make a mistake.
How fascinating.
How fascinating. So what this does, this fosters curiosity and openness, and instead of us feeling ashamed or afraid, it can help give us that micro act of bravery, that courage at work to try new things, no matter what happens. How fascinating. So say I fumble my words in a live radio interview or a podcast.
How fascinating.
My great idea wasn't very successful.
How fascinating.
Or I'm a heart surgeon and my hands get shaky.
Maybe not that.
Maybe not that. Or maybe how fascinating, because maybe it means that instead of approaching it with a fixed mindset, that you might be open to looking at what's happening there.
How fascinating.
How fascinating. So what about our insight number three, the gift of struggle? Sometimes in our life, bad things happen. And do you know what? It's not really that surprising. We have ups and downs. But even though these downs happen, why do we react with surprise? Sometimes we need our bodies to shout at us before we can hear.
My body was shouting at me and it still took me ages to hear it. I remember scrolling through Instagram one day and I came across a little list and it was signs you have burnout. It was exhausted before you get out of bed. Tick. Detached from a job you used to love. Tick. Irritable and emotional.
Tick.
Definite tick.
Yeah. And what you found is that you were incredibly burnt out, but then you did a career 180.
I did. And it was a really tough time. It was like wading through treacle almost. And I'm on the other side of it now, and I can see that there was a gift in that struggle. So I've now got more self-compassion. I'm a better communicator. I set much better boundaries, and I've really changed how I work and what I do so it better aligns with who I am.
So this is the concept of the gift of struggle. It comes from Bobby Herrera, and it's really useful. Bad things happen, but they do teach us something. Our lessons help us create more meaning in life. The fourth insight from this working life is to build your squad. So you might be working from home or freelancing, but you don't need to go it alone. Actually, getting the right people around you can help you learn and grow, feel supported, and be inspired.
And these people could be your colleagues, people in other industries, or a great suite of mentors. And we'll talk about how to build that. We also explore how to better collaborate with others, which is so important.
So a few years ago, Mon, I worked with a telco client. I was a consultant, and this might sound familiar to you, but they were grappling with long hours, cost cutting, and actually doing quite a lot of mundane work that they shouldn't have been doing. They had so many ideas, but there was zero change. And I asked them, so how do you go about generating ideas? And they answered,
well, we sit around a table and everyone suggests an idea, and then the rest of us critique it. It's like we're an intellectual piranha. We gobble up all the ideas until we're left with nothing.
Intellectual piranha. It's such a powerful phrase and unfortunately really familiar. So the antidote to this was introduced by Dan Klein. He's an improv legend at Stanford University. He taught us yes and. Shall we do it, Mon?
Yes and. Lisa. Lisa, you start.
Okay, so we're going to plan a party, and every time we suggest something, we're going to say yes and we're going to build on it. So then this is instead of being an intellectual piranha and saying yeah, but, and then basically poo-pooing the idea, yucking other people's yum. So I'll start. So I think we should have a picnic, Mon.
Yes, and we should let people bring their dogs along.
Yes, and why don't we do some fancy dress?
Yes, and can we also wear giant shoes like clowns?
Yes, let's make it a clown party. That sounds like fun.
Yes, it does. Woo! Last but not least, a big idea around identity. So we can get so caught up in what we do. Our identity really becomes intertwined with our work, and that can be disastrous when we leave a job because we don't know who we are without it. Lisa, you have a really great question that we can all ask ourselves around this.
The question is, who are you when the on-air light switches off? So this is your version of it. When I studied at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, our head of radio, Steve Ahern, asked this simple but profound question. Who are you when the on-air light switches off? So the on-air light represents being broadcaster, and one day that light switches off, so you will either change roles or maybe move on. But you need to understand who are you when you're not that role and not identify with that role. So whether you're a CEO or manager, professional, if you don't know who you are when that finishes, then you can kind of leave yourself open to a massive existential identity crisis one day.
What you do does matter. It really does. But who you are matters more. Remember, you're a category of one. No one else compares to you. Knowing this, how might you approach your work and life differently? What things might you change or experiment with?
Our book, This Working Life, is packed with ideas and practical things you can test in your lab as you cultivate a career you love, one that is meaningful and joyous. Work doesn't have to be a slog. We'd love to hear how you go and what you think of our book. Find us on socials. Please connect with us.
Thank you, Lisa and Monique. That was 5 big ideas from This Working Life, How to Navigate Your Career in Uncertain Times by Lisa Leong and Monique Ross. Also, check out our book bite for Intrinsic Motivation, Learn to Love Your Work and Succeed as Never Before by Stefan Falk. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.